on this hymn that we just sang, Marcus, do you know if that's a type error, a date, or mine? Or is that, was she 14 and she died? That's what it says, 1827 to 1841. That's a pretty good hymn for it. That's pretty neat. That's inspiring, just that in itself. That's her age. 14 years old. She died. Thank you, Father, for the beautiful Lord's Day today, for brethren and sisters together here today, and for those being together in Columbia, Brother David, today. Give them mutual encouragement. We ask for their safe travels and his safe return. Also, we pray for brethren in Mexico that you would encourage them. Both. Various places that are on the way. We have a plan to Oscar and other contacts there in the country. And so we're ready in Guatemala, Peru, Brazil, and other places. Cuba, ready in there. You are my portion, O Lord. I said, I will keep your law. I sought your presence with my whole heart. Have mercy on me according to your teaching. I considered your ways, and I turned my feet toward your testimonies. I prepared myself, and I was not troubled, that I might keep your commandments. The ropes of sinners ensnared me, but I did not forget your law. At midnight, I arose to give thanks to you because of the judgments of your righteousness. I am a companion of all who fear you and keep your commandments. O Lord, the earth is full of your mercy. Teach me your ordinances. What is it? Can you tell me what a portion is? What does that mean? Portion.
Part.
Okay. Maybe some other half. Other definition, other meaning, or a broader, different meaning. It's a part. That's right. Or it's when you think you're sitting around eating, your portion is what you're getting. Yeah. Or when you think about an inheritance, your portion would be the part that you would receive. Parents, usually equal to your brothers and sisters. In this sense, though, it's in our life, when we think of our portion in life, or what we're given to do, or what we're given to enjoy or to live with, to make our own. This is my portion. And this says, you are my portion, O Lord. So above everything else, or more important, or shadowing everything, is the Lord in His life, in His mind. I said, I will keep your law. I sought your presence with my whole heart. Just the presence of the Lord he sought with his whole heart. And that's pretty inspiring. And it says that we're to love God with all our heart. All soul, mind, strength. And that is seeking the presence of the Lord with our whole heart. It's not enough to just come to church once a week, one day a week, and sing to the Lord and talk about the Lord or hear preaching. This is something that he was saying is my portion. This is my life. This is what I'm about. I sought your presence with my whole heart. Have mercy on me according to your teaching. We think of the teaching of God. We think of his goodness, especially we see that in the teaching of Christ, that God is good to all. And according to his teaching is that we're good to those that aren't even good to us. And so, if we have mercy on others according to his teaching, the scriptures teach us that he will have mercy on us. As we have dealt to others, he will deal to us. And that's his teaching. And whenever you fail in life, there'll be times that you will, then you can look to God, trusting in his mercy, because he has taught us that he is merciful. Not only in his dispelling us that he is, but in the fact that he asks us to be merciful to others. And he never asks us to do something that he himself wouldn't do, or wouldn't be capable of doing. So just as he asks you to forgive others, he is willing to forgive you. So that's an important thing to remember in life, because we all need God's mercy. I considered your ways, and I turned my feet toward your testimonies. When you see the ways of God, and that he's merciful, and he's just, he's true, where else would you want to go? Where else is there? Consider the ways of God and how good that he is. Then I turned my feet toward your testimonies. I prepared myself, and I was not troubled. It's not troubling to commandments of the Lord are not grievous. New Testament teaches that. I mean, it doesn't grieve us to keep the commandments of the Lord. So prepare yourself means to equip yourself or get yourself ready for God's service. And we do that with doing what we're doing right now. We do that in the church. We do that in reading the Bible. Learning how to pray and commune with God and talk to God. And that prepares us for whatever he has to lead us. And it's not trouble. It's not a burden. It's a blessing. That's one reason when Brother David told someone recently that when they said their cross was following Jesus and obeying his commands, it's not a trouble to obey Jesus. That's a privilege and a blessing. If it is a trouble to us, then that shows us we're not at one with God. If it's a trouble or a burden to us to rejoice in the goodness of God and looking to him and accepting his testimonies, I mean, there's some difficulty sometimes, but if it's just constantly a burden to us, there's problems. I prepared myself and I was not troubled, that I might keep your commandments. So he prepared himself just simply that he might keep God's commandments. It wasn't that so I could be a missionary and do some great task somewhere, but just that he might keep his commandments. And then it's those people God chooses to do whatever he needs. The ropes of sinners ensnared me. And we live in a troubling, troubling time right now. We don't know. It's just, we were on the street last night and wickedness abounds just more and more all the time. And lawlessness and just complete just making no sense, absolutely without knowledge. And just people don't care. They don't even. It's crazy. It's just ridiculous how they think. They don't even. It doesn't even make sense the way they're acting at all. And then you look for leaders among the people of the land, and there are none. And it seems that those things begin to encircle us, and begin to surround us. And if you look at that, it's almost fearful. But I did not forget your law. And that's what we need to remember. At the midnight of the soul, the darkest times, I arose to give thanks to you, because of the judgments of your righteousness. It stands. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. So, those are things that we can build on and that we can find our mooring and our security. I am a companion of all who fear you and keep your commandments. This is the very foundation of why we do not have denominations and we teach against denominations. And there is no such thing as a denomination of the Christian church. To even accept that teaching is an error. There are denominations, but it's not a Christ church. His church remains one. And so, it's this verse, this thought, this teaching right here. I am a companion of all who fear you and keep your commandments. It doesn't matter where they come from, what color they are. It doesn't matter. And that's just the truth of the kingdom of God. O Lord, the earth is full of your mercy. Teach me your ordinances. When we look at the mercy of God all around us and see his goodness from day to day, week to week, season to season, see the colors changing now and going into fall, every year it's the same way. See kind of heart. God is faithful, God is merciful, and God is good. And we need to learn the same in peace. Teach me your ordinances. I have out there. You have a sign of
supposed to get a song that was about death and a thought in it, and I thought about Go to Dark Gethsemane that it said watch with him one bitter hour, and I was just thinking that how the disciples they went to sleep and how we should watch with him. good to like rest my child, and sometimes children dying, we just have to say, God's will be done.
I got this song called Silently, Silently, They Pass Away, and I thought about the part where it said, short is their stay, and we don't stay on earth very long, so we have to put our life into doing what God wants us to do if we want to make a good use of this life.
The title of the song that I got was To Die Is Not Death. And one of the verses that I memorized was Jesus, thou Prince of Life.
Ours was the same thing, and I got, we are going down the valley, and it says, we are going down the valley one by one, and we all have to do it for ourselves. It's not just all at once.
I thought about the song, Teach Me the Measure of My Days, and one part that stuck out to me was, a span is all that we can boast, how short the fleeting time. Man is but vanity and dust in all his flower and prime. So all that our life is short, and we just, all our great, if we have farms or whatever, all that is just vanity and dust.
I had, why should our tears and sorrow flow? Why should our tears and sorrow flow when God recalls his own and bids them leave a world of woe for an immortal crown? Verse 4. Then let our sorrow cease to flow. God has recalled his own. But let our hearts in every woe still say, thy will be done. And I thought how we need to be thankful for bad things that come our way. And in verse 1, and bids them leave a world of woe, like, because this world's not real great. There's sin everywhere, and it's...
I got Go to the Rest, Fair Child, and the third verse is, ere sin has seared the breast or sorrow woke the tear, rise to your throne of changeless rest in yon celestial sphere. And sometimes children die, and we just, it's not very nice, but we just need to think that maybe it was God's mercy, because that child might have done something bad when they were big. Maybe God was just taking them before they grew up.
I thought about song Ready to Suffer, and the last verse says, ready in life and ready in death. It's more than serving God, is more than just, Kevin said, one day a week coming to church. It's a everyday thing through your whole life. I mean, yeah, you serve God your whole life to get ready for death.
I got a song in our old hymn book, 943, As You Journey Through This World. First line is, as you journey through this world, are you doing deeds of love? Are you telling saddened hearts of the joy like that above? Are you helping weary souls here to bear the heavy load? Are you sending heaven's light out along some darksome road? Your deeds are recorded, don't you know it? Can you face that record today? Your deeds are recorded, don't you know it? Can you face that record as it stands today? And I just like the song because through the whole thing it just talks about things that are really going to matter at the end.
I got a song in our own hymn book, and I got Abide With Me. And the fourth verse says, I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where is grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. And I thought, if we don't turn our back on God, then he'll abide with us and he'll help us through hard times.
I had it as well when Horatio Spafford read it because all his kids died at four of his daughters drowned at sea, and then his boy died of pneumonia. And I just think it's kind of interesting that how he's saying it as well with my soul. Although his children are gone, God still has mercy on him. So.
I thought about a song. Christ the Lord is risen today. Where, O death, is now thy sting? And once he died, our souls to save, were the victory of boasting grave. We should just... We shouldn't really fear death. We're here to serve God, and we're here to serve God, not do what we want to do.
I got "Where Will You the song "Where Will You Spend Eternity" from the Christian hymnary. I thought it was neat how it was saying what will your answer be before God when he comes back, and it'll be a sad ending for the sinners.
I had to teach me a measure of my days. Thou maker of my frame, I would survey life's narrow space and learn how frail I am. I just kind of thought about what I thought about is, I mean, God, I would survey life's narrow space and learn how frail I am. I mean, compared to God, just how frail we are. And, I mean, we're just dust. It's, I don't know, just a lot to think about to me. That God had, I mean, I don't know, it's just, I don't really know what I'm trying to say, really, I guess, but it just, it's just mind-blowing to me that God's so great that he can make, I mean, I know that we're one of his greatest works, but it's just how he did all that. And then when we die, just a lot of people think that when we die, heaven's going to be, you know, a place where we're going to be able to do things that make us happy. But I mean, in reality, you're going there to serve God and spend eternity with him and spend eternity praising him. And it's not about you; it's about him.
Verse 61, the ropes of sinners ensnared me, but I did not forget.